Francie, first of all, delighted you could join us this afternoon. And well, the Donegal Senior Championship is down to the last four. Fair to say the four best teams in the county?
Down now, Durrant, the current champions, and Kilcare, the league champions from last year, and going well in the league. And Glenties are a good pedigree in the championship football. And St Michael's have been, you know, there knocking the door for a while now as well.
Yeah. Anyway, two games on, one this evening and the other tomorrow afternoon. Champion St Johann's putting their title on the line tonight in McCool Park against St Michael's, who are the only team of the last four that haven't won the championship. Fair to say, maybe of the two, St Michael's are the form team.
Oh, if you go in the league form, you know St Michael's probably the form team. Going very well in the league, but you know championship's different, and you know post St Michael's, you know, putting really a big effort into the championship the last few years. And you know, we got to the semi-final last year and give St Johann's a hell of a scare, and they'll be looking to go one better this time, Tom.
Yeah, and even of their quarter-final performances, certainly they would have been the one team that maybe got people sitting up and looking. A big win over Mallon.
That was probably, you know, a big sticking one for them. You know, Mallon, a big strong physical team, and you know they just burned them out of the water in the first half, and you know they just was playing sailing for them, you know, and they're able to relax in and play their good football. And if you let St Michael's play good football, you know, they'll destroy with the players they have, you know.
Yeah. St Johann's, on the other hand, of course, they're, as you say, that rightly, that the champions. And is there a case with St Johann's, they haven't really come out of the blocks flying yet, is there a case that Maxi Curran and his background team are pacing their run?
Well, that could be one too, Tom, but you know, no, playing against St Johann's, everybody raises their game, you know, and maybe sometimes St Johann's aren't let play, and that's the big one, you know, and Michael's will have to really, really, you know, go at St Johann's. And you know, St Johann's are listening, they've good players, and you know, if you give them time and space, you know, they'll punish you. And for St Michael's to want them to, you know, come with a game plan and execute it, you know.
Yeah, and who are the key personnel you see in that game?
Oh, there's a lot of you know matchups, you know, tomorrow. And you know, if you go from St Michael's, you know, they're going to need big games from, you know, Christy Toy and Colin McFadden and Martin McElhenney, and you know them big three players are big players for St Michael's, you know. And if you go in the St Johann's team, you know that it all rolls around Rory Kavanagh and Kevin Rafferty, but the man is playing out of his skin at the minute, it's John Harn. You know, it seemed to be he was the man that, you know, kind of won the game last year for Glenswilly. Kind of dictated things around the 40, and any break was going, he was on it, you know. And he's been a big player for St Johann's, and it's, you know, it's a credit to him. It's 38 years of age, or 39, whatever he is, and he's going strong, you know. And you know, St Michael's will have to curtail him because he's a big man around the 40, and he, you know, he does a lot of damage with, you know, as the man says, he gets on a lot of ball.
Yeah, is the criticism of St Johann's yet, and maybe a lot of their younger players, you mentioned what Rory Kavanagh there, you mentioned Kevin Rafferty, you mentioned obviously big John Harn as well, a lot of criticism of maybe St Johann's is some of their younger players who have quite a good pedigree, they haven't really stood up and been counted yet.
No, that's right, you know, and I guess, like, you know, opposing the club team, you need leaders, and opposing, you know, the three boys that we mentioned are big leaders for St Johann's, and you know, the younger boys are probably the follow suit, you know. But you know, Liam Monaghan's going well inside for them, and Conor Gibbons another threat, you know. And then their back line, like, you know, Eamon Doherty's up with the county team, and you know, you have Keelan Ward just back from America, and Connor Park, and you know, involved in under 21s and the minors. You know, they've good players, you know, no more than like St Michael's, you know, there's, you know, the two rocks there, and you know, Duke, you know, good players as well, you know. So there's a lot to play for, and you know, there'll be a lot of twists and turns in it, and you know, it'll be just whoever executes the game plan the best will be, you know, come out on top.
Well, as you said, St Michael's gave St Johann's a scare last year, took a Darren Mulgrew goal to, suppose, really turn the game. But St Michael's were playing a different style of football. They were very defensive last year, not as defensive this year.
No, like, you know, I suppose it's hard to get a, you know, a happy medium with it, you know. And when you play that defensive game, you know, you know, you're 13 behind the ball, you still have to get scores, and it's all right if the game's nip and tuck, you know, tight. But you know, if St Johann's could happen to get a, you know, a 3 or 4 point lead, you have to come out of your shell and push up a wee bit, and that leaves gaps. And suppose this year, you know, St Michael's have learned a wee bit to try to get more men up front, you know. And you know, I think they're kind of playing with it, you know, 11 behind the ball this year, and even kind of 4 up front or 3 up front, and it's a wee bit, you know, a wee bit different this year. But you know, to beat St Johann's, St Michael's will have to, you know, keep the route at one end and score at the other end. It's going to be, you know, it's a big ask because St Johann's have a lot of good players, and you know, as I said about them men, the Diamond, there's a lot of bodies in there, you know, between the 250s, and whoever comes out on top of them between the 250s, you know, will win the game.
Yeah. I was talking to a man today, and he said certainly St. Michael's will have the hunger, and it's a question of whether St. Jonah's will have the hunger.
Ah, well, it'll kind of come down to hunger, all right, you know, Tom, and but it's one of the characteristics of winning a football game, but it's not them all. You know, you need football players too, I suppose. You know, if you go through the teams there, you know, St. Jonah's, like, from nearly, I think, I've made it from 1 to 15, their starting team have played football, you know, at the county level, and you know, that's what you're up against, you know. But like, I think St. Michael's will give it a good shot at, you know, they've been there now for the last 3 or 4 years, not on the thing. And sometimes, you know, you need that wee rub of luck, and they haven't got it in the last couple of years, and this could be their time.
And how do you see it go?
Like, if you're putting my head in the block, I just can't pass St. Jonah's, because, you know, of the players they have, and, you know, their system that they play, you know, they're hard to break down, and the other end, they have forwards that can score. But I wouldn't rule out St. Michael's, but if you're pushing me, I'd say, you know, St. Jonah's got 2 points.
The second semi-final is on Sunday afternoon. It's Niamh Connell versus Kilcar. We mentioned both of them earlier, going well in the league as well. Of course, Niamh Connell.
In my own club, Termin, we've been involved. We played Kilcar in the league round of the championship, and we played Glenties in the quarter final. So I kind of know and seen both teams playing at length this year. You know, Glenties going, you know, very well in the league, and Kilcar going well in the league. And most Glenties will not have many men involved in the county team, would probably, you know, get, you know, it's a big thing, they're having all the training at the one time, you know, and it's a big thing, and where Kilcar had the men missing, they're away with the county, you know, and it's hard to get a bit of, you know, continuity when you're missing so many men and so many important men, you know.
Yeah, but they still got the results, and they're still up there in that top third or top half of the draw of the league.
That's right, you know. Listen, Kilcar is, you know, a very good team, and they've some young players coming through at the minute, and was missing the boys for a couple of games, but they still got the one. So, you know, they're going well in the league, and both Glenties, on the other hand, had their kind of full deck nearly all year, and so, you know, they're a bit more hard seasoned, you know.
Mm. You came up close, obviously, with both, as you mentioned earlier. Give Niamh Connell a run for their money in the quarter final. How did you find them?
Glenties are, you know, they're a very good team, and we come up with a game plan. We had to, you know, keep it tight at the back, because if you don't keep it tight at the back against them, they'll actually punish you. I know that's the same against Kilcar. On the Kilcar game, we played them in the league. You know, it was 3-2 for 28 minutes, and our game plan was going well, but they got a goal. And as I said, when you get the goal, we had to come out and we started to leave gaps, and they actually Kilcar punished us on every occasion. Whereas the Glenties game, we left no gaps, and the score was 5-4 at half time. It was tight throughout, so that was the difference. Like, goals won games, and when other teams get goals, you know, you have to come out and play, and that was a big difference for us. Playing Kilcar, they got the goal before half time, and it really gave us a sucker blow to us. And whereas the Glenties game, it was tight, and we were able just, you know, to snap and keep sticking in with them, you know.
Mm. And obviously, goals will be a big one in this one. So, who is the potential to score the goals of the two? The best potential.
Well, both teams, you know, play with men behind the ball, and you know, a goal is going to be a key in this game. And whatever team gets the goal, the other team's going to have to come out and play. And you know, both teams of, you know, Paddy McBurdy upside and Darry Geller and the Brick and these boys, you know, for Glenties, like, if they get a half a chance at all, they normally take it, you know. And so it's going to come down to whoever keeps the scores, keeps the goals out, you know, will come out on top.
Mm. So it's defensive, maybe, systems rather than forward systems that maybe determine this one.
That's right. You know, both teams play with men behind the ball and look to get the ball in early as it arises. But if not, you know, both teams like to run the ball, and it's going to be a question of, you know, who can get the scores and keep it out the other end. And as again I said, Tom, you know, you have key men on both teams, and it's about nullifying the key men, and whoever does that best will probably come out on top.
Mm. And who do you think that'll be?
You know, I've seen a lot of, you know, of the two teams this year, and if you're putting a push in, you know, Kilcar, you know, to me, are, you know, a serious team, and they have a lot of young players there coming. But I still think, you know, Glenties, you know, have been thereabouts, and if you're putting a push on, I think Glenties, with their experience, will get it across the line.